see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. In business, we talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com, and while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. It's a live show. You can call into the beautiful studio here in Elk Grove Village at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. And indeed, a jam-packed lineup we have. First up on the program, I've got Stella Terry, who is the Director of Strategic Accounts at Tandem HR. You hear their commercials on the program. And you hear me talk about them being a fantastic resource in the world of HR, but they are growing, which is fantastic. So, Stella, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So let's talk about that growth. You have been with Tandem for quite a while, but now you are literally stretching the rubber bands. What is the latest and greatest in the world of Tandem?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have been with Tandem in several different capacities. So started there about 10 years ago in benefits and also worked with them from an HR consulting perspective and have been back since about January in an account management role and have helped them really head up their opening of the Milwaukee office and just bringing our great solutions for HR to the Milwaukee area.
That's great. And many business owners in the Chicagoland area have read about the growth of Tandem, not just in quantity, but in quality and in growth of service offerings. So why the Milwaukee market and what specifically do you have in mind in terms of industries and businesses?
Sure. So we really looked at our goals as a business and also the need. So we have several clients already in the Milwaukee area, Southeast Wisconsin. We wanted to be able to service them a little bit more on site, higher touch, given the proximity, and really just be able to be a great resource for them in the Milwaukee area.
That's great. So I guess let's zoom out and let's talk about Tandem as a whole regarding the offerings. We throw around this acronym of PEO, and I'm at fault for often saying PEO without demystifying it. So if you don't mind, let's talk about what a PEO is and how Tandem is a great solution.
Sure, absolutely. So as you've already said, you know, a lot of what we hear about types of organizations like us is we're a one-stop shop for HR, but what does that PEO really mean? So PEO is a professional employer organization. So we have several models for those HR solutions. The PEO model is really going to be a lot of times the ones that our clients are going to be able to find to be the most effective and cost-effective for their business. So that model will serve as a solution for people, and it's often through a co-employment relationship. So through that co-employment relationship, these small to mid-sized businesses are transferring a significant portion of risk and liability as it relates to employment to us as the PEO so that they can really focus on their core business and what they offer while we handle all of the administration of payroll taxes, liability, HR, benefits administration, risk management.
So how small is too small and how big is too big for a business in a PEO?
Sure. So that's a great question. I think depending on the type of PEO you are and what your goals are, that can look a little bit different across PEOs. But for us, we really don't see any client being too small or too large. So we have clients as small as, you know, 5 employees, and then we also have clients that are over 1,000 employees. So we really want to sit down with prospects and look at you as a business owner. What are your goals? What is your history? And how can we really help you keep your vision while we handle that back-end administration?
Fantastic. And later in the program, we are going to be talking actually regarding co-working, and we're going to be talking about small businesses that are in growth mode. So you are, as you mentioned, now heading up the Milwaukee office for Tandem HR. So as we talk about a PEO, and thank you for that very helpful explanation. So a small business that might have one person, maybe five people or more, and they are looking at how a PEO can help them. We talk a lot about how health insurance is a major concern for business. What are some of the other services that can be offered in a PEO? What are some of the other benefits to, as you said, partnering with a larger pool of companies?
Right. So I think health insurance is talked about most often, definitely a huge draw. But with that health insurance and the fact that with our large pool of worksite employees, we can get you really good options in that area, you also have to think about, okay, what do I do once I have these benefits? Who's going to administer them? So who's going to administer that plan? And that's something that we do through our benefits administration service. So you're really hands off as a business owner and your staff and having to deal with that, but you know that your employees are taken care of in that very important aspect of their, you know, whole employee plan. On top of the benefits administration, we do full payroll administration. So that's really actually processing your payroll. Again, pretty hands-off from that perspective. Risk management as well is going to be something that you can get onto our master plans through that PEO relationship. And we're fully managing your risk in your workers' compensation plans. Through our sister companies as well, this is done. And so we have voluntary benefits offerings. And we also have an employee assistance program through our firm that will be a great benefit to people as well.
That's great. So obviously the goal of any company is to grow, and with growth comes not only the advantages, but also some of the challenges that come along as well. So when we talk about HR, and we share these tips and bits of advice on this program on a weekly basis, companies start to hire people. So you're saying that Tandem offers a full package in being able to administer the payroll, but what about the consultative discussion regarding hiring and potentially even firing?
Yeah, absolutely. So a very big portion of our business is that HR consultation, and a very strong arm of what we do, and part two, a big part of my background. So most business owners that I meet are not going into what they're doing and have the vision that they do because they're thinking about having to deal with those day-to-day HR issues, especially employee relations. So we really focus heavily on that and work with teams to work through those issues. And when it comes to hiring, we will sit down with you, look at what your growth plans are, and help you decide how you can get that done, what you need to take into consideration or not. And then, like you said, there's that whole spectrum of employment. So the firing aspect of it, definitely not a fun part of the job, but we help you do it in the best way so that if you do have to take that route, you know, as a business owner or a manager, you've done everything that you can for your employee to be successful. And you know that you have a very strong group of experts behind you that are making sure it's compliant and compassionate and the right thing to do.
So lots of great offerings for lots of great businesses. And I know that the fantastic team at Tandem really serves as a partner in that effort. So with the opening of that Milwaukee office, like we said, business with growth comes challenges. How are you going to handle, I'm not much of a sports fan, but how are you going to handle the rivalry that may exist between between our Chicago teams and Milwaukee?
Sure. So it's definitely on our list of challenges. Mm-hmm. We'll do a head nod to that. I actually grew up in Illinois. I've been in Wisconsin for about 8 years, and I'm also not a huge sports fan. So I think I'm a pretty neutral ground to handle those issues. But, you know, we'll find ways to keep it fun, keep it light, but without ruffling too many feathers.
Okay, good. Well, that's very, very important. So you're getting out there in the Milwaukee market. Obviously, you have clients out there that you're already servicing, but certainly well positioned for strong growth and for strong service offerings in the Wisconsin and of course Illinois and probably beyond business community. So I want to make sure that our listeners know how they can reach you and know how they can set up that initial consultation. How can people get a hold of you and your team?
Yeah, absolutely. So going to TandemHR.com will be a great resource. And from there and that website, you will hear our number all over the show as well. So you probably have heard it several times. So reaching out would be the best way. And through that number, you'll be able to reach our sales department either in the Illinois or the Wisconsin area.
Excellent. And the website is itself a great resource, aside for having all the contact information. Lots of great resources, a great blog all about employment. And I quote from that blog, almost weekly on this program. So Stella Terry, again, Director of Strategic Accounts and the and heading up the brand new Tandem HR Milwaukee office. Thanks for joining us one more time, if you don't mind sharing that website for our listeners that haven't yet written it down.
Yeah, absolutely. It's tandemhr.com.
Fantastic. Well, once again, thanks for joining us on the program. We'll be sure to follow the progress of the office and hope to have you back on real soon.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, coming up after the break, I'm going to be chatting with the founder of Life Working Coworking. We talked about it just a moment ago. Steve Whittington will be on the program with me. We're going to talk about the growth of businesses and why coworking is indeed a great solution for many businesses. Don't touch that dial, Chicago. Get Down to Business. We'll be back in just a moment. As always, you can download podcasts on my website, shalomkline.com. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center, 88 westbound at the Yorkto Plaza. A crash reported. Traffic is getting by on the right shoulder, not moving from the northbound Tri-State. Nothing to report on the eastbound side. Tri-State southbound sluggish from Lawrence to the Bensonville Bridge. Looking good on the northbound side. Inbound Kennedy, brake lights from the junction into the circle. O'Hare to downtown at 51 from the junction 33. On the outbound to O'Hare from downtown 28. Express lanes at 8 minutes on the inbound Ike. Your problem is from Kedzie to the circle. Thorndale to the post office at 45. On the outbound at 35. Inbound Stevenson, slow from 1st to Pulaski. 55 to Lakeshore Drive at 40. On the outbound also 40. And the inbound Dan Ryan, 95th downtown at 25. On the outbound at 20. Sluggish from Garfield to the Skyway. Currently 74 degrees, partly cloudy. Tonight, a low of 62. Tomorrow, Monday, mostly sunny, a high of 76. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
My overrating's bad.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
I didn't know, too, that we could tip Uber drivers.
Didn't know.
This is new to me.
Every time you complete a ride, you get it right. Pops up with a rating, and then if you want to add a tip. 2.5 Uber rating for Amy Jacobson, 4.88.
What?
This is for Dan Proft.
Do you just not even say anything to them when you get in the car?
Correct. That's the secret to getting a high Uber rating.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit tandemhr.com.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Change how you feel significantly? ReliefFactor.com will do that for you. Support for temporary relief of minor aches and pains. If you're out there exercising, you go a little bit too far, as I did on Saturday, you definitely need Relief Factor on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Actually, I take it every day, as do tens of thousands of people. They know that they should have Omega, which is fish oil, resveratrol, which you can get from drinking red wine, but you don't know how much. I carry and curcumin all together, carefully calibrated, perfectly formulated, the combination of four natural supplements that everyone agrees you ought to be taking every single day. This makes it easy to do in the amount that is appropriate for your body. The starter pack is $19.95. You try it for 3 weeks. Put everything else away that your doctor says you can put away. Don't not take what he tells you to take. And then see if you don't feel terrific. You'll feel much better. ReliefFactor.com works. Tens of thousands of people say so. Their testimonials are abundant and real and sincere. Go and watch them and then get ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. We are the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And what a great discussion regarding resources for small business. But now let's talk about some small businesses and some additional resources to help small businesses grow. I'm thrilled to be joined here in studio by Steve Whittington, the founder of Life Working Co-Working. And there's a lot of meaning behind those words. Steve, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here.
Absolutely. So let's talk about that name, Life Working Co-Working. What does that mean to you?
Well, it's funny. It's one of the very first things I came up with. It's a little campy, but we want to be part of your life working. And part of what we look at is not only your work life, but how do we help you pivot very quickly to everything else that's important to you.
That's great. And the motto is live life, do more. That obviously means a lot to an entrepreneur that's hustling all Absolutely. The time, hustling and working hard to grow their business. But that doesn't mean that it needs to be painful.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what is Life Working Co-Working and how are you helping small businesses?
So Life Working Co-Working, first of all, it was a new word to me about 4 years ago. And co-working at its very basic is, whether you're a small business, an entrepreneur, it's working with somebody else that's not in your house, that's not in the coffee shop. That removes the distractions, but typically is still pretty close to the rest of your life. What Life Working Co-Working is a suburban version of this. And part of what we're trying to prove, and what we really are proving, is that in fact this industry that's growing rapidly is not just for millennials. It's not just for tech. And so we have not only entrepreneurs, we have small business, we have nonprofits, and really are embedded in the community and proving that this is a concept that has legs in the suburbs as well as in the urban centers.
So the initial location is in Lake Forest. Why Lake Forest? And tell us a little bit about the operation over there.
Yeah, well, to be honest, it's about 2 miles away from where I live. So we're sort of eating our own dog food now. Now as we expand, that will be less true. But the other thing I found, I spent almost a year doing research before we opened up our first location, and I ran into a lot of freelancers, but a lot that were of my age, post 50, creaky entrepreneur kinds of things. Also, corporate commuters. We are about an hour away from downtown, and that's a really painful place to be. One, just getting work done. Secondly, you have less of a right to make the basketball game or to make dinner on time. So that's the reason why a suburban location makes sense. It was really close. And Lake Forest is as a municipality, as a community, was really friendly to us as well.
That's great. So in the space of Life Working, co-working in Lake Forest. So tell us a little bit about the environment, the culture, and what the place looks like now.
Oh, those are two great questions. So what it looks like. So the space, we're about 8,000 square feet. The heartbeat, what we would have called in the old days the water cooler, is a cafe right in the center. And then we have the different, we have some private offices. So you can come in and you can hide yourself away 24/7. But the majority of our members, it's like a gym. They take a space that might be behind a door so they can do an audio, so they can make an audio conference. Or they have a height adjustable desk because they're going to be working on a project for a while. Or they're just in a quick drop-in space and they don't mind that somebody's right beside them. A lot of our members actually really like some of the noise of the office space, even though it's not their colleagues and coworkers. We have tech-enabled conference rooms. My background, I was 20 years with Procter & Gamble. And my background was network telecommunications, and so we are a very cyber-secure location as well. But that's the space. I often say that's the price of doing business at co-working, but it's the place that we are. And so when you've been heads down for 2 hours, you lift your head and you want to collaborate, you go to grab a coffee, you suddenly find somebody that's standing there and you may share a business opportunity. You may share, there may be something in your background from a social perspective. And we have so many stories from day one about that serendipity. And I will tell you, that's the reason I do it. We have a great looking space and it will rival any that are in Chicagoland, but that's not the reason you do it.
Oh, fascinating. And you've already touched on so many of the points that I wanted to cover about your background. We'll get back to that in just a moment, but the networking is really interesting. Anybody that knows me in the Skokie community where I hail from, everybody knows where my usual Starbucks spot is. And I don't do work at coffee shops. People think I live there. I don't. I actually do work elsewhere. That's where I meet people because I do enjoy that that little buzz and that energy that's created. But what you've done is you've sort of combined the two things of that great work environment, but also that great social environment as well. So I know coffee must probably be one of the most important ingredients at Life, Work, and Co-working.
Absolutely it is. Now, and what's interesting about that is because we are embedded in the community, we don't want to be a coffee shop. We want to showcase a local roaster or the coffees that are in the area. But it is important. Absolutely.
That's great. So let's talk a little bit about the details. So what is the pricing model at Life, Work, and Co-working?
So we are more like a gym than anything. You are not our tenant. We run by the hour, week, or month. You don't have to be a member. Your basement could flood and you need to come in and use us today. That's happened. You could be a small business that has a pretty good home office, but you need a professional address and you need a place to meet clients and you don't want to do that at home. Or you're a commuter or a management consultant and you really do need a place to land 2 to 3 days a week. And our pricing then with that from the you've got our address is a monthly at $99 per month, all the way up to on average, we say on average 3 days a week. And really what that means is we look at your use over the month. We're very flexible. And that's under $500 a month. And that gives you address, phone number, storage, 24/7 access, and a cybersecurity that you won't get elsewhere that you're working.
So all of the resources at a fraction of the price, and that's because we use the term pooling earlier, because you're pooling all of the resources together. So, Steve, you have touched on something really important. And on your website, which we'll share in just a moment, you touch on all the statistics relating to co-working, which is truly fascinating, and it is a growing trend. But your aim is not to just do it just like everybody else, but to do it way better. So what is next beyond Lake Forest? What will the company look like and the locations look like in 5 years from now?
Well, that's a great question. You know, in addition to the small business entrepreneurs, small businesses that come in, we've seen a rapid growth in corporate use of offsite ideation meetings. So that's a part of our model that we're embracing. And so in 5 years, you know, so I'll break that down. In the next two years, we expect to have several suburban locations in Chicagoland. In 5 years, and that would be, you know, another, I'll put it out, that will be another capital raise, but in 5 years, we expect to be a regional suburban player that continues to be really focused on, you know, the macro from a market perspective, from a demographic, and the macro from an industry perspective.
Oh, fantastic. So we only have a couple of minutes remaining, but I want to go back to your background because I know you are beyond passionate about this, passionate about the growth for the company, but also passionate about the members that you are mm-hmm. serving, because you are such an integral part of their growth. So the man behind this all, why and how are you doing what you're doing now?
Well, that's a great question. So my background at P&G that played in was technically being able to provision a work from anywhere at any time capability all over the world for Procter & Gamble. And I learned, my wife and I were both employees of P&G, so to manage a dual career situation, you had to, you know, stick and move and be very flexible. So we really appreciated that opportunity that we could both have our careers. Fast forward now to Life, Work, and Co-working. That's a core perspective. And I'll just share one quick story. Is one of our very first members is a director of sales and marketing for a Fortune 200 company. Walked through the door. 2 months later, we had his wife on video saying that our relationship is better because my spouse is out of the house. And the next second, he said, and my dad called me and I was 5 minutes away. So that's
amazing.
Why we do it.
Amazing,
that's why it's
amazing.
Important.
You've got some great stories, some great successes, and I'm excited to see what is next. Steve Whittington, once again, the founder of Life, Work, and Co-working. I want to make sure our listeners know how they can get in touch with you so they can tour the space and read a little bit about the statistics and why they should consider co-working for their business. How can they get a hold of you?
So you can catch us online at mylifeworking.com. Our number is 847-457-2662. And please stop by between 8:30 and 5. And if you mention this radio station and you mention Shalom, we've got a complimentary day pass there for you.
Fantastic. MyLifeWorking.com. We'll be back after the headlines. Don't touch that dial, Chicago. Thanks, Steve, for joining us.
Not a day goes by without a terrorist attack somewhere in the world or violence right here in our own streets. It can be paralyzing, which is why we're here at AM 560. We try to make sense of it all. But sometimes, you're looking for a deeper understanding of life's most troubling issues. We'd like to encourage you to check out our sister station, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. We'll still be here when you come back, but give them a listen at AM 1160 or online at 1160hope.com. Because even when you have the answers, you still need hope.
Fox News Radio, I'm Debbie Handley. The top Senate Democrat says the White House needs to put someone in charge of reuniting immigrant children with their parents.
I am here to urge that we appoint a czar in charge of the reunification process.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the process has involved too many agencies. Republicans in Congress still trying to find an immigration bill that can pass the House as the president sends mixed signals about whether he supports the effort at all.
This morning, President Trump tweeted at Democrats to fix the laws. 2 days ago, he tweeted that Republicans should not waste their time on immigration until after the midterm elections because, in his view, Democrats don't actually want to get anything done.
Fox's Ellison Barber. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Edens. Lake Hook to the Junction 23 on the outbound 19. Inbound Kennedy, brake lights from the junction into the circle. O'Hare to downtown at 56. From the Junction 38, no delays on the outbound side. To O'Hare from downtown at 28. Express lanes at 8 on the inbound Ike. Brake lights from California into the circle. Thorndale to the post office at 37 on the outbound at 31. Inbound outbound Stevenson, 55 to Lakeshore Drive at about 38 minutes. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95 to downtown at 25 on the outbound at 20 minutes. Lakeshore southbound Hollywood Monroe at 25 minutes. Brake lights from Fullerton, Chicago going back up north also 25 minutes. Heavy from Navy Pier to North Avenue. It's currently partly cloudy, 74 degrees. Tonight, a low of 62. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 76. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Everything you do is for your family. The long hours you work are to give them the most comfortable life possible. But as a commercial driver, you're constantly missing milestone events and quality time. It doesn't have to be that way. As a regional carrier, Romar Transportation delivers intermodal loads and imports and exports from their transactional warehouse. This means you can tuck your kids into bed and kiss your wife goodnight. You don't need to sacrifice your lifestyle. Romar offers weekly pay, safety, and sign-up bonuses. With competitive health benefits, 401k, and vacation time, Romar allows you to live and work, not work to live. Call 773-376-8800 to apply today. Romar is also hiring independent contractors. Before it was mandated, Romar made sure to be ELD compliant. You shouldn't have to worry about jeopardizing your license when you're delivering. Romar wants you to enjoy the open road and earn a healthy living. Call 773-376-8800 to apply today. Romar Transportation Logical Logistics.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I'm thrilled to be joined by the author of a brand new book, Cash Nickerson. Thank you so much for joining us, Cash. Great to have you on. Let's talk about the book and what inspired you. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, great. Yes, thank you. And thank you so much for having me on. The book is called The Samurai Listener, and it's about really the value and power of learning to be a great listener as opposed to what we spend our time being trained to do and what we tend to spend our time doing, which is talking. And it really lays out and redefines listening in this broader sense. What I had noticed over the course of an entrepreneurial career, executive career, legal career, in my 30, almost 35 years of being out and about, I started to realize that the people who were most successful were actually taking things in a way that was better, more powerful, stronger. It really gave them the edge. The edge didn't come from being a smooth talker. The edge came from taking more in from those around you.
Sure.
And applying it.
Well,
so
Cash, I've read The Samurai Listener, and I've read a little bit about your background. And I've got a few questions that I know are very, very relevant for entrepreneurs and business owners in particular. Entrepreneurs by nature are running around meeting to meeting, and it's often hard to, I guess, call it to focus. What are some of the tips that you share in the book? I don't want you to share everything, but how to get in the zone and truly focus in the moment?
Well, the very best one, I think, and there's lots of good ones, but one that I think is particularly helpful is, you know, when we own a small business, it's just there's 100 billion things on your mind, and you carry that around with you everywhere, and you carry it to meetings, and you'll spend most of the meeting with your brain circling around of what am I going to do about employee so-and-so, when in fact you really need to be paying attention to the meeting you're in. And so the best way to handle that is, before you go to a meeting, is taking all those things that are spinning around in your head and compartmentalizing them by writing them down on a piece of paper, put it in your PDA, whatever you want to do with it, but to get it out of your head for the meeting, to acknowledge the fact that this stuff is spinning around like the spin cycle in a washing machine, and you got to set it aside. Otherwise, you have no chance. Our minds just are not functioned to be self-compartmentalizing very well.
So I must ask regarding the story behind the book. I know that you are an avid martial artist, and you have a really interesting business background, but you've clearly absorbed some certain skills and techniques that obviously share through the book. And we'll share more information in just a moment regarding how our listeners can find the book. But what was the moment for you where you realized you are learning something and that you have something that can and should be relevant to others?
You know, it's an excellent question. I think in terms of the martial arts context, it was the realization, why did I concentrate so well when practicing martial arts, and why when I trained with champions did they just seem to be so in tune with what was going to happen next? It was that focus, that concentration. And that's because the consequences of not focusing and not paying attention are so high, right? You get hit. And so you're kind of forced into that state. In a business context, as I applied those skills, calling on a customer out in the Northeast, getting in that same zone paying attention the way I talk about it, and listening the way I talk about in the book, I was able to recast and recount what a customer needed and wanted it so clearly and carefully without taking notes that they said afterwards, they said, "Did you write that on your hand?" And I said, "No, I listened." And I said, "You know, as a company, we listen." And we got multi-million-dollar order as a result.
That's great advice. And I know that you talk a lot about how to listen to remember. And all these techniques, I've enjoyed reading from the book. I don't want to share them all with our listeners because I want to make sure that they check it out. It's a fantastic book, once again, called The Samurai Listener, written by Cash Nickerson. And Cash, I just love looking on your website, looking at that that photo of you, the two photos of you in that business suit and your martial artist outfit. It's just fantastic. So you've got a fascinating story, some fascinating tips. Once again, I want to make sure our listeners can find it. How can people learn more and purchase the book?
Well, you mentioned the website, and that's really a great place to start. Cash@cashnickerson.com. And, of course, the book's available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all the usual outlets.
That's great. Well, check out the website, cashnickerson.com. The book is called The Samurai Listener, and you'll read a little bit about the author of that book and several other fantastic books talking about how to listen better, how to handle conflict, express respect for clients and associates, and ultimately transform into leaders. It's a great read. Check it out, cashnickerson.com. Coming up after the break, we are going to be chatting with Dove Snow. We are going to be chatting about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, all those things that you've heard a lot about, but you don't know what exactly it means. Dove will be demystifying it. You don't want to miss that segment and the advice that he is going to share. We're going to be back on Get Down to Business in just a moment. We're powered by Tandem HR. Check them out, tandemhr.com. But Chicago, don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Edens, Lake Hook to the Junction 23 on the outbound 19, inbound Kennedy, brake lights from the Junction into the Circle, O'Hare to downtown at 56, from the Junction 38, no delays on the outbound side, to O'Hare from downtown at 28, express lanes at 8 on the inbound Ike. Brake lights from California into the Circle, Thorndale to the post office at 37 on the outbound at 31, inbound outbound Stevenson, 55 to Lakeshore Drive at about 38 minutes, inbound Dan Ryan, 95 to downtown at 25, on the outbound at 20 minutes, Lakeshore southbound Hollywood Monroe at 25 minutes, brake lights from Fullerton, Chicago, going back up north also 25 minutes, heavy from Navy Pier to North Avenue. It's currently partly cloudy, 74 degrees. Tonight, a low of 62. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 76. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit tandemhr.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible.
So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text FAST to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text FAST to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text FAST to 443-443. That's FAST to 443-443.
Hey, you're listening to the show, which is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I'm thrilled to be joined by my good friend, Dove Snow. Dove, welcome to the program.
Hey, Shalom. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. It's great to have you. You and I have had many a conversation about this next topic, which I have to say, you are a fantastic educator. You've taught me more than I ever expected to know about this term, Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. I know these are still very, very, very new topics, but you have been way ahead of the curve, and I wanted to talk a little bit about it. And but most importantly, Dove, I'm curious to know, why do you think it's important that we talk about it today? Where do you think this fascinating concept is going to go over the coming years?
Well, there's two fundamental points to discuss on why it's important to understand what's going on, you know, today, which is Bitcoin and blockchain. Bitcoin is the first and largest decentralized currency that currently exists. In fact, I used it today when purchasing some groceries in Jewel. And the other concept, and more importantly, is the concept of blockchain. Are the two fundamental concepts that we have to speak about today. Bitcoin is a phenomenal technology that, when combined with blockchain, can create efficiencies in ways that we hadn't seen before. For example, when purchasing a house, you have to have escrow services, and via Bitcoin, if you are able to show proof of, you know, deed, you're able to transfer it without any intermediary.
Fascinating. So, what is the story behind behind blockchain, Bitcoin? Why is it necessary? Let me just sort of dumb it down.
Okay. So, on a normal transaction, you are going to the store, there is the payment processor, there is the person purchasing the good, there is the person you're buying the good from, there is the bank in between. In the original economies, when economies were first created, it was very difficult for people to keep track of these purchases. If, for example, the very first purchase was my bread for your jelly, and we wanted to keep track of that, in the community, you'd have to have a person or a horse going from vendor to vendor, keeping track, and that was technologically very, very difficult. As we grow, and as a result of that, you had to have sort of a centralized system where you had someone you could trust, like a bank, where it would be secure, where they would be incentivized to keep very good records, you know, taking fees, and they would keep track for everybody, and then they would be the person of record, which is basically what we have now. The issue with that is, and I'll give a Monopoly example, is if you're playing Monopoly and the banker can really skim $5 or $10 without anybody really knowing. But if you had a digital scoreboard for Monopoly, like at Wrigley Field, where you may not necessarily be able to see the names or understand the names of the teams, but you would see the numbers and the scores moving. There would be no way for a banker or any third party to alter the score without everybody noticing. So That is one of the major concepts of decentralization, of a decentralized ledger.
So it is so different than any other currency on so many levels. And I know our few-minute conversation won't do this topic justice. We're going to have you on. But in a moment, I'm going to ask you to share some resources. There are so many differences right now in the U.S. dollar. So we have pennies, we have nickels, we have dimes, we have quarters, and so on. With cryptocurrency, it's not divisible in that same way. And it's really, it's as much or as little as the two parties that are agreeable to the currency set up for themselves. Is that right?
So that's actually not as accurate as you'd think. There is, just like in a dollar, there is a cent. In Bitcoin, there is something called a sat, or a Satoshi, which is named after the infamous founder, Satoshi Nakamoto, who no one knows where he is, you know, to this day, in 2008. And a Bitcoin can be broken down by to eight different decimal places, and 0.0000001 would be one sat, or one Satoshi, and a Bitcoin can be broken down all the way to that point.
Oh, my goodness, so, Dove, we're going to have to spend a lot more time on this. Oh, my goodness, I have so much more to learn. But cryptocurrency is something, and Bitcoin and blockchain is something that you believe business owners should learn more about?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, just to give you some insight into more recent large-scale news, you know, less than 2 weeks ago, the SEC came out, that's the Security and Exchange Commission, came out that Ethereum, which is the second largest of the cryptocurrencies, is actually not a security. You know, one of the fears that there was that it'd be labeled a security, and it's not, which just allows, you know, more mainstream adoption, which is one of the many reasons that people should just be aware of what's going on around them.
Wow. Wow. So, Dove, we are running out of time, and I want to make sure that our listeners can learn more. Are there any specific websites that you would recommend to read up on the topic?
Yes, sure. Bitcoin.com is a great place to start. That's one of the places you can actually, you know, buy Bitcoin, I believe. That's a really good one. CoinDesk is a good place to start. Also, CoinDesk.com.
That's fantastic. And I'll link to all of these sites through my website. Dove, I appreciate you coming on this show to talk about it. We need to spend more time on it. Really interesting topic. But again, thank you, Dove Snow, an expert on blockchain, cryptocurrency. We're going to be back with some more tips in just a moment. Chicago, don't touch that dial.
Here at HealthQuest, our high standard of healthcare doesn't come from a sickness care perspective, and neither should yours. And if you're not as healthy as you should be, and you're sick and tired of those health challenges, please call us. As we say here at HealthQuest, don't just stand there, do something. Do something good for yourself, just this one time. This is Dr. David Kobaba. If you're like me and my wonderful HealthQuest staff, well, we know how much you love helping others in this challenging world of ours. Now, if you could raise your level of health and wellness, well then you could be of greater service to those you know and love. What a great perspective, but you've got to put this intention into action. So just don't stand there. Do something. Call our HealthQuest radio hotline right now, 1-800-794-1855. Do it now for yourself and a better future with higher health. 1-800-794-1855.
Hey, it's Joe Walsh. I've told you how the MyPillow mattress toppers, three unique layers of comfort, evenly supports your body weight, helps relieve pressure points, and keeps your body temperature regulated all night. Not too cold, not too hot. Don't wait to get yours, because in June, you'll save 30%. Plus, when you buy a mattress topper at a discount, you'll also get two free MyPillows. That's an unreal offer. Two MyPillows free and 30% off of a mattress topper. Or get one low price on two MyPillows and receive free shipping. But you have to use the promo code Joe. There's a 10-year warranty on pillows and mattress toppers and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go online or call now for these great deals and others, including 30% off pet bed sheets and more. Call 800-489-0201, promo code Joe, or visit MyPillow.com. That's 1-800-489-0201, promo code Joe.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. My mind is blown. What a fascinating conversation with Dove Snow. I feel usually at the end of the program far more knowledgeable. I think at this point tonight, I know exactly what I'll be reading. I'll be reading about the subject of blockchain. And even after a few hours of reading, I probably will still be unknowledgeable and uneducated on the topic. We're going to have to learn a lot more. But as always, we'll be linking to all of our guests. A fantastic conversation today with Stella Terry from Tandem HR, Steve Whittington from Life Working Co-working, and Cash Nickerson, the author of The Samurai Listener, followed by Dove Snow, who demystified the topic of cryptocurrency. So what a great lineup. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. So Wednesday was a good day. For the first time in a long while, I wasn't rushing anywhere. I had the time to focus on the three Ps: projects, paperwork, and phone calls. And while the first two went fairly well, apparently there's additional paperwork needs to go along with the paperwork I finished. Sigh. My phone calls contained some unexpected lessons in communication. Two of the calls that I made were to colleagues I know well and have worked with over the past 3 to 4 years. One of them I definitely consider a friend, yet both phone calls had rough beginnings. A moment where I could hear I was intruding or interrupting that I wasn't welcome. Surprised, I stuttered a bit and tripped over my words, briefly lost my focus. Once the calls ended, I spent much of the day and evening wondering, why did that happen? I believe each call was impacted by a number of factors and by each participant, and I wanted to share that with you here today. My calls were received on cell phones and did indeed interrupt the other person. I know I experienced this all the time. They were doing something else. My timing was not good. To tell me this, they spoke with clipped words and a chilly tone. I do this all the time as well. I do understand. I do this myself, and you probably have too. There are better options. If a call is a terrible interruption, let it go to voicemail. I do that a lot. There are better options. That's, by the way, letting somebody go to voicemail, that's so much better than a chilly beginning to what could be an important conversation. Or B, don't answer the call quickly. Use the first ring to stop what you're doing. Decide that you're going to answer. And although it sounds silly, put a smile on your face. It will change the sound of your voice, and it won't throw your annoyance at the caller. All phone calls are an interruption. None of us are sitting around waiting for the phone to ring. By answering between the second and third ring instead of the first, you can make sure you welcome the caller. These days, I ignore most of my calls. That's the truth. I schedule calls, and those are the calls that I take. The calls that I cannot take, I send to voicemail. And then I'll send a text or an email to that person and say, let's schedule a time. Each of those individuals that I spoke to answered so quickly, they may have not looked at a caller ID. And this probably impacted their tone. Knowing it was me, both of them could have quickly said, didn't want to ignore your call, but this isn't a good time. I'll call you back. Longstanding relationships allow for this, and we should do it more often. Because I know both these people, I did start my conversation with, how are you? And it wasn't appreciated. Both colleagues got a bit defensive. Why? Because they heard that I wanted to chat and that I wasn't going to be efficient. Starting with the reason for my call would have been a lot less awkward. Assumptions played a role in both calls. For one of them, I left a detailed message the day before and said I'd call again when they answered the next day. I assumed they knew what I was calling about, but their gruff what's up indicated that they had not listened to my message. This is so common today. We have to stop making assumptions about who's listening to voicemail. The other call followed up to an email. They assumed I understood that if they hadn't replied, the answer was no, that it had not occurred to me. This is my continual life lesson. Don't make any assumptions. And one of those calls contained information that the other person thought was bad news or at least disappointing for me, so it was difficult for them to relax in the conversation and be direct. But being indirect is a sure sign that something is not being said. It can create defensiveness or impatience. When we have something uncomfortable to say, it's best to say it as soon as possible. If necessary, you could preface it with, I'm uncomfortable saying this to you, or I think you're going to be disappointed. All of us are spending less time talking on the phone. When you connect voice to voice, what are you doing to make your conversations more effective? I'd love to hear those thoughts and those answers from you. Would love to hear how your week's been. You can get in touch with me on my website, shalomkline.com. That's also where you can download podcasts from this very show. Once again, shalomkline.com. Follow me on Twitter at shalomkline. I post tips and information to success. Let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday right here on AM 560 The Answer at 6 p.m. Be sure to check out our sponsors, tandemhr.com. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Hope you have a great week.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance,